My name is Kathy Meyer-Lewes, and I am running for School Board of Education, a candidate for the School Board of Education for TCAPS.
And why are you running for the board?
I have a practical reason and I have a passionate reason. So I am a professor in the for educational leadership at Grand Valley State University, which means I help to prepare educators to be principals and superintendents. Part of my job is to have service within my profession. So this is actually a win-win situation to serve on a school board, not only provide service actually to the community, but it helps me be a better professor because my foot is still in the schools because I teach people how to be superintendents and I actually teach school board relations. So it just helps with the service and it helps me to serve. The passionate answer to that question, though, is I'm serving in a district that I am very passionate about and that I love and that I wish to serve and that my own child goes to school there and that I have a lot of affinity for.
What do you think separates you from the other candidates who are running?
What I just mentioned. I think what separates me is the knowledge and the skills that I actually have in the educational field. Also, what separates me is that I have spent 10 years as an administrator in TCAPS. So I have a lot of intimate knowledge, not only of the people within the TCAP system, but I have a lot of intimate knowledge within education. I know how education works.
And when you say 10 years as an administrator, you're talking about with the Traverse Bay ISD?
No. I'm talking about Traverse City Area Public Schools.
And what was your role?
I was an elementary principal, assistant principal at West Senior High for 3 years, and I was head principal at East Middle School, and I was the professional development director in central office.
How do you think the board has been doing in recent years?
I think the board could have done a better job in recent years. Why I say that, because I'm assuming that's your next follow-up question, is I think before the district can do the job that they need to do, the board actually needs to hold themselves accountable, and I don't think the board has done that. The board hasn't actually taken, at least none that I have seen, they haven't taken any criteria for which to set themselves towards. You know, they haven't said, how are we going to do a good job? What measures are we going to hold ourselves accountable for? How do we know that we are doing the job that we need to do to best set up the superintendent and the executive team? I haven't seen that. And that is one of the first things that I wish to do as a board member. How are we going to be sure that we are an effective board?
How would you be sure? What would you do to ensure that?
Well, for one thing is I don't think that the board is really listening to the community. I see that the board is listening to the superintendent and the executive team, but they're not, they're giving a lot of lip service to the community, internal and external stakeholders, but I don't see them truly engaging or interacting with their internal and external stakeholders and having true collaborative communication. Yes, you can have coffee chats and things like that, but is that a true interaction or is it just to say, hey, we're going to have, you know, monthly coffee chats and just to say that we're out there? I see that has kind of dwindled down, you know, and you can tell that by attendance has kind of dwindled down and things like that. Do they really want to know how the community feels about some hard issues or do they just want to say, yes, we've had some input and okay, thank you. We're going to still make our own decisions.
You would be one of Superintendent Paul Soma's bosses if you were elected to the board. In the past year, there were allegations against him of gender-based discrimination, bullying, retaliation, and two third-party investigations found that he was not found guilty of or responsible for specifically gender-based discrimination. And I'm wondering if you... First, how do you think the board did in handling that, and what might you have done had you been on the board?
Yeah. I think the board didn't do a very good job in handling that at all. And why I say that is usually where there's smoke, there's some kind of fire. And what I mean by that is I think that is something that the board didn't want to look too deeply into. And it's kind of what I'm talking about when I said about the community. You know, there obviously was something there. And in, at least it appeared, and I don't want to, I obviously wasn't sitting on the board at the time, so I don't have all of the information. But what it appeared is, okay, we have this information, and we're just going to keep moving it along and hope that it goes away to a point where it can't go away. You have to deal with it. Whereas if, okay, let's just deal with it. Let's just say we have these allegations. We obviously have an issue here. Let's roll up our sleeves and let's figure this out. What is this allegation and what is going on here and how are we going to get better? Let's listen to the majority of the leaders that we have. What are the issues and how can we work together to help solve these issues? My experience tells me that I think communication, effective communication, true active listening, and when I say that, I mean that's perspective taking, not just I'm going to nod my head and listen to you and pretend to listen, but no, I'm really going to try to understand where you're coming from, where your perspective is. If they would have done that from the very beginning, I don't think we would have had two investigations, or this wouldn't have drawn out as long as it would have.
In recent years, TCAPS has had to make cuts because they needed to balance the budget. They've closed a couple elementary schools. They've dissolved the International Baccalaureate Program. If TCAPS needs to save money in the future and you're on the board, what would be your approach to balancing the budget?
So again, this is where I think my experience in education actually is a strength to being on the board, because whereas I am not a finance major, I'm not an accountant, but I do set priorities as it comes to education. And my priorities are teaching and learning. My priorities are also talent management or building human capacity, increasing human capacity. So my priority isn't going to be like consumables as far as curriculum, right? But my priority will be in how can we improve the instruction or whatever curriculum that we do have into the hands of our teachers. How are we ensuring that the teachers are really knowing how to use that? Or how are we ensuring that if the students are not having access to that curriculum or for some reason they're not learning at a pace that we wish them to learn, what interventions are we putting in place? So if cuts need to happen, we need to prioritize the learning first and make the cuts elsewhere. Sometimes I think there is a misunderstanding that just because a curriculum is a book or a curriculum is some kind of hard copy or a consumable, and that does cost a lot of money. Curriculum costs a lot of money. But I think that you can prioritize and still get learning into the hands of students.
Do you think the district has prioritized updating curriculum over bettering instruction?
I think there's been some confusion as to what that looks like. So I don't think that it's been intentional. I just think that there's been a little bit of confusion on what is the difference between curriculum and good instruction.
Is there anything else you want voters to know?
I guess I just would like to reiterate that, you know, I have worked at TCAPS for a decade, and my daughter is a student, you know, at West Senior High. We chose to, even though I left TCAPS in 2013, we chose to stay here in Traverse City, and I have a great love for the Traverse City Area Public School System, and I am excited to serve on the board, you know, should I get elected. So vote on November 6th.
Kathy Meyer-Lewes, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.